We're going to do a little strutting here on Veterans Day. 6:49, just over 10 minutes to go to the World News Roundup here on WHBY. I'm Dave Edwards. What a pleasure here in the Myron Construction Studio to welcome back Sam Rogers, the Strategic Director for Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin, and also a veteran of the United States Army. Sam, it's good to have you back. How are you, buddy?
Dave, thanks so much. It's great to be back.
It is good to have you here. Tell us, give us a thumbnail. What's Concerned Veterans for America all about?
Yeah, so Concerned Veterans for America is a veterans public policy organization that seeks to preserve and defend the freedom and prosperity that so many generations of veterans, military families, and communities have sacrificed for throughout our history. And we do that by empowering veterans and their families to share their stories. And we try to, like, give them a strong platform to communicate with lawmakers on everything from veterans' health care access rights and accountability to military foreign policy.
Sam, I'll steal a word from your title, Concerned Veterans for America. What are you most concerned about right now?
I'll tell you, there's probably a couple of big things, you know, on our radar right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is veterans' health care access rights are constantly in a state of push and pull, with the VA. And we're working on a thing called the GAPS Act right now, which should clean up some problems that veterans are having with access to services in a timely manner. We're also closely watching the situation in Ukraine and trying to encourage lawmakers to really consider the implications and risks of, United States involvement in another conflict that's not directly in our best interest.
Well, Sam, what are your thoughts about that? Because we're not directly, but we certainly have some people that are going over there serving for the Ukrainians. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's very complicated. Mm-hmm. We support what's called realism and restraint in foreign policy. It's one of the things that historically has kept us out of a lot of conflicts until it was absolutely unavoidable.
Right.
And those are the type of conflicts that we came out on top of. Whereas these sort of like soft slide into war, and then spending decades there sometimes has just not been good for the American people. It's had profound impact on the veteran population, and we just urge restraint and caution when it comes to the engagement there. But I really don't want to talk about that stuff
right.
Because I think Veterans Day is one of the great holiday. We have a lot of holidays of mourning and remembrance. This is the happy one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the one where we get to celebrate all people who served in the military of the United States of America. Many volunteered. Many didn't have a choice throughout history. Some saw war, others served in peace. But we get to celebrate every single veteran who raised their right hand and swore to risk their life in service of this amazing country and its amazing people. And so I just love this holiday, and it's a big deal.
Well, Sam, I'll ask this kind of in a two-part way. What does Veterans Day mean for you, and what should it mean for us, like a layperson like me who's never served before? What should we do? How should we respect this date?
I just think it's, for me, you know, for me, I think the most about the draftees. I got to volunteer. You know, I spent just shy of 3 years in Afghanistan. I get to volunteer for that, though. That was my choice.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the veterans throughout history who have saved the world at various times, saved our nation, you know, they didn't have that choice. And
right.
So for me, I think a lot about those folks who, whether they wanted to or not, still served, honorably. They went across the world to fight and sacrifice. And I think those folks are just so incredible. And I try to thank them when I see them. For our civilian brothers mm-hmm. and sisters out there, this is just a time to celebrate service and feel free to thank people for enlisting or commissioning. And think about what it is that we ask our military to do, and why that's important to us. We have such an interesting social contract here between our country and our veterans.
Sam Rogers joining us, Strategic Director for Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin. Sam, I know we're coming up on it's going to get colder, a difficult time of the year. Holidays tough for veterans?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've retained from my time in the Army is, I open my home every holiday, particularly the end of year, the Thanksgivings, the Christmases. And I reach out to veterans in the area, guys on Facebook or whatever, and just make sure that they've got a place to go. Some folks end up in states away from their family, and that you don't have to, but it could be a great way to connect with veterans in your community. Is reach out to your local National Guard place or your ROTC and make sure everyone's got a place to get a hot meal on Thanksgiving.
Sam, are mental health issues some of the biggest concerns for veterans right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And this, this is a profoundly tough time.
Yeah.
I think going into the seasonal change, which tends to exacerbate some of those things. It's tough for me. A number of my good friends were killed in the late part of the year from one of my deployments, and veterans checking in on each other is crucial. I'd say if you got veterans in your life, just reach out to them and see how they're doing. Invite them out, bring them a hot plate if they don't want to come out, but just checking in on them and seeing how they're doing can go a long way.
Hey, Sam, if I could, I want to just touch on, I know you wrote an op-ed talking about sending more troops into Afghanistan would have only caused us to lose more money, lose more resources. You were kind of a champion of, hey, it's time. It's time to get out of Afghanistan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And afterwards, we worked pretty much night and day for, 4 or 5 months working to get, translators out and make sure that Americans were all out of the country. It's unfortunate the way that withdrawal was executed. And I wish there had been more accountability, for the folks in charge of that. But I think that, just again highlighted how unserious and unspecific our efforts there were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we're not there anymore. I'm glad that, the Afghan war funerals, are finally over with.
Okay. Sam, I know our time's a little short here. Is there a way that we can tap into more about what you're doing and how we can help out as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you follow me on Twitter at RealSamRogers. We've got ConcernedVeteransForAmerica.CV4A.org is our national website where you can look at the current policy efforts we're engaged on, sign petitions, volunteer, things like that. We're also on Facebook.
Beautiful. Sam, thank you so much, and thank you for your service, and a very good Veterans Day to you, my man.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much.
You got it.